Hello, this is Pete Batchelor, Senior Vice President in the Product Group at Virtus Investment Partners, and welcome to this March edition of Virtus Voices. Today we'll be talking mid-caps with John Christensen. John is a portfolio manager and senior research analyst at Kayne Henderson Rudnick, where he manages small and mid-cap portfolios, including the Virtus KAR Mid-Cap Core Fund. John, I want to welcome you and I want to thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Pete. It's great to be here.
Great. Let's dig into mid-caps. And if you look at the data, it shows pretty overwhelmingly that most investors are woefully underallocated to the mid-cap space. Just wondering why you think that is. And can you define the opportunity or benefit that these investors are foregoing by allocating either solely or primarily to just the large cap and the small cap ends of the market?
Absolutely, Pete. And yeah, I absolutely agree with you. I think that it really is a class that has been overlooked. If you just look, for example, at mid-caps overall, they make up around 26% of the overall equity market. But when you look at the actual investments made into the asset class, it really only accounts for about 13% of all invested assets. So in my opinion, it really is an asset class that has been overlooked. And some have called them kind of the underappreciated overachievers. I actually call them companies that are small enough to grow and old enough to know, meaning it really kind of is a key area. And if you look at the mid-cap space, what people have done, to your point, is they've played mid-caps through buying large caps and then overlaying that with a small cap portfolio as well and trying to bolt those two on. And we really believe they're missing out on a huge opportunity because there's a lot of small caps that don't qualify for that mid-cap area. Same with large caps. When we're talking large caps, we're talking hundreds of billions of dollar companies and more. For us, mid-caps are really defined as companies anywhere from maybe 4 or 5 billion all the way up to 40 billion. So, again, the large caps really aren't hitting it in that space at all because they're very, very large companies. And the small caps are usually in that 5 billion or less. So we believe that there's a great opportunity here in a space that really has delivered comparable performance to small cap, but with a lot less risk.
All right, so we covered the mid-cap opportunity. Can we talk a little bit about the benefits of the Kayne philosophy and process within the mid-cap space, and specifically some of the attributes or characteristics, including market cap size, that best define the types of companies that you prefer and why?
Absolutely. And again, as I talked about, I think the market cap opportunity for us is we can find companies from anywhere from an initiation, at least from 3 to 5 or 3 to 6 billion, kind of that mid single digit range. We can utilize those and own those for long periods of time, which is our core thesis at Kayne, buying high quality companies. We can own them up to $40 billion before we need to sell them. That's a pretty large market opportunity. So for us, you know, our high quality bias is that we utilize in small cap and large cap is utilized very well here in mid-cap. You know, think about mid-cap names. You know, they usually have healthier balance sheets than small-cap stocks do. They can usually generate greater capital, return on capital. And there still is that case for active management in mid-cap, we believe, because, you know, we talk about small-caps being an inefficient space, but mid-caps are very inefficient as well. They have less research coverage than large-caps. And, you know, in general, that inefficiency allows us to find very high quality businesses outgrowing their markets at reasonable valuations, and we can hold on to these positions for long periods of time, which is typical for us at Kayne. You know, we have 20-25% turnover in all our portfolios, and our mid-cap core portfolio is no different. So for us, we love the mid-cap space because we view the tunnel of opportunity as much wider for us versus even small caps, and we can stick to our philosophy of finding high-quality names, hold on to them for long periods of time. So for us, it really is a win-win in how we invest.
All right, John, I appreciate your time, and I want to thank you for sharing your thoughts and insights on the market, and I want to thank everyone that's dialed into this podcast. And if you're interested in learning more about not just the Mid-Cap Core Fund, but any other Virtus offering, please call us at 800-243-4361 or visit us online at virtus.com.